Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Evelyn Walker, Anne, Catherine Pigliacelli, Aaron Peril, Debbie Frange Dakis, Ordained Crowney, Becky Vola, Mercipan, Rosa, Knifecat, Friska Said Gay Rights, East Five, Psyker, Sydney Engelstein, Melanie Johnston, Amanda Overmeyer, Darcy Morgan, Merapia F. Jarkoff, Coviscus Inc., Icon 315. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Astrid Grenzendorfer and Britt Beerbohm. May your final battle shake the earth and disturb the neighbours.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
David,
what are you doing?
Nothing.
You're hunched over in the corner,
no.
David. What are you doing in the corner, all hunched?
Pooping.
I don't think... David, you're still in your onesie.
Pooping? I'm not... I'm definitely... nothing. I'm pooping nothing.
That is just called sitting.
David,
I'm practicing to poop.
David, please, David. I am the most experienced liar you've ever met. Do you know how you can tell? Because that might have been a lie, and you'd never know! I'm just that good. So I know a lie when I hear one. And that right there is a lie. I can see you, and you are not pooping!
I was practicing to poop.
You were practicing, were you?
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, that's fair enough. Keep in practice, I suppose. You don't want to get it wrong. What if you suddenly need one, and you've forgotten how? I've fallen sideways! It's all wrong!
Exactly. So I'm just gonna shuffle over with my back towards you, and then we're just gonna... pop this down. Hello.
No, what was that? You popped something on the desk there, David.
It was a practice poop. I have a small model of a...
Warning! Stop talking about feces!
Yes.
Okay, David, you know what I've decided? I don't care.
Okay.
Whatever you're hiding, whatever you're doing, whatever practice you're having,
poop,
it's not my business. So let's just push on, shall we?
Yes, okay. Right, shall I get, I'll get the brief out.
Yeah, please.
Initiating.
Okay, today we are seeing Agent 4206.
Have you been doing it all weekend?
What?
Have you been crouching in the corner doing something all weekend?
No.
Sorry, it's not important. It's not important. I don't care. The important thing is I don't care.
Okay.
But if you were to tell me, I would be... I don't care. I don't care. Sorry, go on. Go on.
So, the brief. Today.
Today.
Now.
Yeah, fine.
It's from Agent 4206 9. Nice! Of the Redacted Agency. Their preferred pronouns are they or them. And they want a planet built to train the new recruits in essential spying skills, such as interrogation, stealth, and train station spotting.
Interesting.
Their likes and dislikes, well, they like cute cat videos and murder.
Who doesn't?
And they dislike humour and inefficiency.
Who hasn't?
If they were an animal, what would they be? That is classified, apparently.
Okay.
But their very greatest strength is that they are a very good listener. I suppose we'll... spying and hiding in bushes with sort of dishes with rods on them. And what is their greatest weakness? It is they are bad at understanding maths-based puns.
Well, you know what they say. Divide and conquer.
Oh, very good. Yes, very
well. Very good what?
Never mind. This is who we are meeting. It's Agent 42069. Nice.
This is
tricky, David, because... the Redacted Agency. We don't know what they're called because it's redacted.
Yes.
That's kind of the point. But
yes.
The thing is, it's the only thing that tends to be redacted. So if you call something the Redacted Agency to hide its name...
Everyone knows which agency you're talking
because
about.
Because it's the redacted
agency.
There's not another one.
Yes.
It's a very bad system. But they're very dangerous people, David.
Mm.
These are not... It's not an organ of Stella Firma, but it's more sort of a trusted partner.
Okay.
Stella Firma will use them to, you know, spy out dissidents or root out plots of some kind. Not that there has ever been a plot, because why would anybody want to plot against an overthrow Stella Firma Limited? It's a wonderful company, and
no,
I love
nobody
it
would
very
ever want
dearly.
To do that.
But if they did,
yes.
It might be the agents of the Redacted Agency that mercilessly murder them in a bin.
That explains why all the guns that come out of the walls have redacted written on them.
That's why!
It's all coming together.
I wanted them to say Imogen.
So this is, it's not an internal job.
Yes.
They are an external agency, but they're a very trusted partner. You get this wrong, you're going to annoy people up to the very tippy top.
Yes, now I know this might annoy you.
Most things do, David.
In fact,
the fact that you even pointed that out has made me quite irritated, but go on!
Would we need to, perchance, offer them some sort of discount?
What did you say?
I said a discount.
Imogen, deploy the guns.
No! What?
Alert! Manual deployment of gun wall.
I didn't know you could do that!
Yes, in a very special circumstance, David. I can. A discount?
No!
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
You didn't!
Is there blood coming out of my ears, David?
Yes!
Well, then that should prove to you how seriously I'm taking this!
Wait, that was a lie! There aren't!
There aren't any discounts.
There's no blood or discounts. There are no discounts. For anyone, ever!
Under any circumstances.
Wait, and including the board asking for a planet?
Why would you complicate this for yourself, David?
There
was a simple answer to that, and now the answer is unclear.
But I had to
check
think about
carefully,
it.
Carefully, Seven!
The correct answer is usually no, unless... said by a person who it should be applied to!
Incomprehensible garbage that sounds like business, that is the correct answer. Imogen, I think we're okay.
Manual deployment ended. You only get to do that once a quarter.
So, now we've navigated that hot mess. What I was going to say,
yes.
David,
yes.
Is that it is key that we don't ruffle the wrong sort of feathers. Because
yeah.
If you ruffle the wrong feather, turns out that bird was a secret bomb. Kaboom, you've died.
Mm.
And now your coffin's covered in feathers. So, we need to approach this very, very carefully. We don't know anything about the Redacted Agency, about its organization, about its agents, let alone this particular agent. Why do they come to us? Why do they want it now? Where do they live? Do they like ham? It's unclear.
Well, Ham's not answered, but they do want it so that they can train new recruits in essential spying skills such as interrogation, stealth, and train stations.
Okay, so it's a corporate job. It's a corporate job. So maybe the fact that we don't know too much personally about this agent doesn't matter all that much, because let's just say you're a bureaucrat in a municipal council of some sort, and you want a small regional library built. It's not about you, it's about books, and I don't know, children or something.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter really about the agent.
So this is more about, you know, fleeting looks and suitcases left on park benches than an actual agent.
It's about a pair of sunglasses with a mirror carefully hidden in one side so you can look behind yourself.
It's about an umbrella that looks like an umbrella, but then, oh, what is this? A little trigger. It's a gun now.
It's about a pen that explodes when you whisper.
Oh, it's about a car that is actually a bird.
It's about a bird that's actually a boat.
It's about a boat that's actually a pen.
It's about a pen that writes on paper.
Precisely. Devious.
Devious indeed. So we want a secret agent training school for
yes.
the secret agent trainers.
Yes, for Agent 426 and then the number 9.
But the question is, David, how do we apply the Trexel Geistman 10 Steps to Sales Domination Plan?
I don't know.
Lesson 7.
Right.
Curiosity. It may have killed the cat, but maybe that cat deserved everything it had coming to it.
Extrajudicial animal murder detected. Security alerted.
Maybe the cat was a spy.
Could have been a spy. You need to be curious as a salesperson. What's in there? Who's that? Where am I? Is this mine? I've drunk it already, so it hardly matters at this stage.
Okay.
So how do you apply curiosity to sales, David? How do you... You know what? Let's turn this to you. How
what?
Do you think being a curious little clone allows you to be a better salesperson?
Well...
This is an interactive learning experience now, because I'm a bit tired.
Okay. Well, asking questions of the client allows you to understand them better. And
yes.
if you understand them better, if we apply the other lessons,
mm-hmm.
you know their weaknesses. What makes them tick. What you can use against them.
Yikes.
David.
Or because you take a real interest in their lives and want to fulfill their needs.
Don't think I didn't see that sweet secret vein of sociopathy that you're trying to cover up with those little paper hands of yours. You're getting it, David.
Yes,
you're getting it.
Learning from a good teacher.
You need to be curious in order to find people's faults.
Right.
But curiosity isn't enough. Curiosity
okay.
implies people are volunteering information, or you're merely paying attention to the things people say and do. That's not the Geistman way.
Well, what is the Geistman way then?
Why would you ask?
Spying. You spy on the spy. The spy-e becomes the spy-er. The spy-master's switch in a spy transfer. Spy versus spy versus spy.
Okay. Wait, who's the third spy? Am I the third spy?
Who can say?
Am I spying on you?
Spy on spy.
Where were you on Thursday?
This is some spy on spy action. Where were you on Tuesday?
I was in this office.
I wasn't anywhere. I was in the vacuum of space.
No, you weren't. You were in this office with me.
I was up there for a hot second.
Well... I can't prove or disprove that. Damn it, he's got me.
I've got him.
Oh.
Because I'm a spy.
Oh, fair enough.
We need to make you a spy.
Okay, so we need to spy on Agent 4, then the number's 206, and then the number 9.
Nice.
And
nice.
We have to do that in the next 10 minutes before we meet with them, otherwise we can't gather any sweet, sweet intel about them. So how are we going to do that now?
Trench coats.
But...
Massive trench coats.
So we're going to... We're going to get trench coats and go find them now... In preparation for the meeting we're having soon?
No, that seems foolish. They're in a shuttle. We can't get in there. We spy on them mid-meeting.
Right.
One giant trench coat. Two spies. I'll sit on your shoulders, and whilst I'm distracting them as we sit down, you crawl out underneath the table, creep up behind them, take out their pocketbook from their back pocket, and start rifling through for secrets and details.
So what you're saying is that I... David Seven,
yes.
a clerical clone,
yes.
I'm going to have to engage in espionage against a trained spy who works for the thing that controls the guns in the walls.
I don't see the problem, David.
You have never seen the problem. That is the problem.
Are you a coward?
Yes.
Oh, well, in which case, let's toughen you up.
What?
Scenario one.
Okay.
Roleplay Holovision initiated.
You're behind enemy lines. You've had all of your legs chopped off.
All of them?
All of them.
Oh, no.
You don't know where you are. You keep on smelling lavender, and you don't know where it's coming from. But you are in the basement of a stalag. I don't know what one of them is, but it's in a lot of old films that I keep ignoring the ends of.
Right, okay.
How do you climb up and get to the intel? Go!
Who is it? Who's the enemy?
No, it's impossible to tell until you get the intel.
Oh, no. What shape is the stalag basement?
It's a rhomboid.
Okay, then in which case I get... Do I have a chair?
Yes.
Okay, do I have another chair?
No.
Okay, I use the one chair, I break it into two chairs. I hold on to each of those chairs and put them on my feet like big stilts. And then I walk around going, oh, I'm a big person.
Like a spy pirate.
Yes, like a spy pirate. And I'm like, oh, I'm a very big person and the person that you arrested is very little.
There's a rattling at the door. One of the guards is coming down the stone stairway. It's MP40 in its hand.
Okay, well, I am still the big person. I'm so big that I couldn't possibly be the prisoner that I am.
Well, this all seems regular. I'm just going to walk into this corner and stand still.
Okay.
You've passed him, David.
Good job.
Upstairs.
Here I go. Clomp, clomp, clomp.
You've reached what appears to be an office. There are big red banners everywhere and lots of people doing admin.
Okay. How many of the people are looking at me?
None. They're all looking at their desks because they're drones, David.
Good. I karate chop one of them in the spine.
They make a loud wailing noise. Everyone turns around and picks up a ruler.
Oh, that was unexpected. I pick up two pens, which are more powerful than rulers, as well we know.
They scatter.
Right. Good. I rifle through their briefcases for intel.
You found incriminating pictures of them walking a lovely little dog, which is in stark contrast to their tough guy image. They are shamed.
Exactly. They're all a bunch of lovely people, and I will tell the galaxy. And I run out them with... hang on a minute. I don't run. I eat the papers, because
Eat the papers?
Well, my clone digestion doesn't quite degrade paper, so I'll just poop them out in very nicely tied up rolls.
David.
Roleplay Holovision terminated.
You've overcomplicated this. It was very straightforward up until now, and all of a sudden you're eating the paper and hoping your digestive acids will only damage it a little bit. These are photos. They're very, very sensitive chemical things on there.
Oh, no, I know this. What? For a fact. Empirically.
You've eaten documents before?
Yes.
What documents have you eaten, David? And more importantly, why?
Test briefs, and because I was bored.
Xylophagia detected. Security alerted.
I suppose you do spend an absolutely enormous amount of time outside of our meetings just in here
I have picked up a lot of hobbies.
Well, we all know there's one hobby you picked up that we don't talk about anymore, and I hope you haven't been engaging in again. But what other hobbies have you got, David?
Figurine creation.
Really?
Sleeping horizontally.
Well, that's a good one. I like that.
Going to the toilet on a toilet.
It's very bourgeois, David, but it is your right. Okay, fine. So, you've done pretty well as a spy, David. Not perfectly, not top marks, but for a first go, not bad. Do you know what happened on my first go?
It all went really well.
No, murder party. Oh. I had a party based entirely on murder. It turned out that the simulation I was in, it was an early one, so it was actually just actors. I didn't realise this until my hands seized up because of all the coagulated blood.
What is the point of covering things up if you then just tell people?
Great!
So, you did better than me in that particular instance.
Oh, yeah.
So I think you've got what it takes, David. You've got what it takes to have me sit on your shoulders.
Yes.
Sit down with me still on your shoulders, but meaning that
yes.
Our rear end will be the joint between your shoulders and my legs, so it looks like we're sitting down properly.
Well, if you have your legs sort of just hanging down, and then when I sit on the chair...
You just sort of slither down?
I sag until you're standing on the chair, and that's our torso height.
It'll look like we've literally folded in half like a piece of paper, but I don't think they know what humans are all that well.
You know,
everybody
everyone's
does.
Got different biologies, and also I'm a clone, not a human, so...
No, but I'm human, and I'll be on top.
Are you human?
Yes, I'm a... I'm pretty sure I'm a human. I've always been... I don't actually think I've ever been directly told I'm a human. Oh, but David, am I a human? If I'm not a human, what am I? Some sort of sea slug? Some sort of sotted sea slug? Drinking a glass of whiskey in the corner
Wait,
of
no.
a bar?
Trexel.
Barkeep, give me a soul!
Trexel, no! Check your passlog.
Oh, I
what does it say? Under species?
Sea Geistman... Human restricted travel. Oh, gosh.
There you go.
Oh, that was a close one, David. I was pretty close to imagining I was actually just a concept there.
Yeah, personally, I just have this A5 piece of paper that just says clone on
just
it.
Just has clone. Nothing
even,
else written on
nothing
it.
Nothing else.
Just the word
just
clone.
Just the word clone.
But,
yep.
You know.
So it goes.
So it goes.
So it goes.
So, We've got a plan. We're going to spy on the spy whilst the spy is having a meeting with us.
Yes. Okay. So we have sort of a general idea, but what am I actually looking for? What the redacted agency, like, how do they operate? If they were coming to, if you were a member of the redacted agency and you were coming to a client planet creation meeting, how would you store all of your very secret documents?
Pocketbooks.
Pocketbooks.
In this age of digital information, David, the safest place in the world is on a piece of paper. Who cares about paper? Do you know how much paper I've ignored? Oh, Mr. Geisman, your test results are here. It's on this piece of paper. I've just thrown it away. Oh, Mr. Geisman, it's a letter from your long-lost brother. I just burnt it, David, because paper is for fires.
Wait, okay, no, yeah, fair enough. Okay, paper is for fires.
Paper's for fires. That's why I've started so many fires.
Okay, that all makes sense. So we want to start a fire in this person's pockets.
No, David, because then you ruin the information.
Right. Want to steal the information.
That's a Geisman thing. A David thing will be reading the information, putting it into a digital format so it actually counts, and then passing it to me. So you're looking for a little pocketbook, a little notepad, something that, if necessary, they can cut two eye holes out of and hide behind on a park bench.
Okay, so I'll bring my portable Imogen. Just have
your what?
Portable Imogen.
Your what?
Portable Imogen.
You have a portable Imogen?
Yeah, there's one in that slot over there.
What?
Yeah, see?
I never knew what that slot was for.
By the keyboard, look.
I've been putting packets of crisps in there.
Oh, that's no good. No, there's a portable Imogen. Look, she's here on this little screen.
Wow.
And you can type things in and it gives you the Imogen information.
Wow, technology these days.
I know, right? Just, I could take it anywhere with me. If I went anywhere except for here in the client room.
I'm also already everywhere anyway.
Isn't it ironic that you're the one with the portable Imogen, but you're trapped in here and you can't leave? And I can go anywhere I want, within reason. I didn't even know it. What a pair we make, David. What a pair we make.
Yes. Yes.
Read the room.
Anyway, so I'll take my portable Imogen. And I'm going to take it into the one other place that I can go. Then I'm going to go slightly further than that place by sliding under the client's chair.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take some pocketbooks out of their pockets. I'm going to tap the information into my remote Imogen, which gives it some point.
Some point. Some tiny point.
And then everything will be fine.
Everything will be fine.
Yes.
But David, things might not be fine.
What?
You could get caught.
No.
What if they see you? This is the agency we're talking about. The redacted agency.
Gunmore.
Murder you on the spot, David.
No.
You thought recycling was bad. Wait until you've been held down and a redacted agent looks in your eyes and closes their hands around your throat and squeezes and squeezes until the life is forced out of you. And we don't want that to happen, David, because that'll be a real hassle for me. So what we're going to do is we're going to distract them. What do they like? Remind me what they like and what they're weak against.
Okay. Well, they like cute cat videos and murder.
Mm-hmm.
They dislike humour and inefficiency.
Okay.
Their greatest strength is that they're a very good listener, which means they're going to hear me under the chair, rifling through their pockets, getting their box.
David, calm down.
Tap.
Warning.
Tap.
David, you're starting to hyperventilate. Quickly, breathe into this paper bag. No, give me that back. That's a fire. Love a fire.
Well, okay. Well, their greatest weakness. It's understanding math-based puns.
Okay, so what we're going to do, I don't have access to cat-based videos, but I do have a hand puppet.
Okay.
Yeah. Puppet detected. Security alerted.
Now, this isn't of a cat, but I think it looks close enough to a cat, so I'm going to do a little cat dance with my hand puppet on the desk.
Okay.
And you're creeping underneath. And I'm going, meow, meow, meow. I'm a little kitty cat and I'm doing something I shouldn't do. Is that milk mine? No, that milk's not mine, but I'm gonna lap it up all the same. Oh, I've been caught. My hackles are raised. I've tried to run away. No, I'm sliding on a floor. This floor is so slick and I've hit a wall. Yes, I've hit it. And then I murder the puppet.
What?
Because that's what they like, cat videos and murder.
Okay.
And then the puns begin.
Right.
Oh, I don't want to take up a fraction of your time.
Oh, yes. No, I see.
Oh, sorry. Did you understand that? I think you're a bit nonplussed.
Oh, yes. Like, yeah. No, yeah.
Ah, do you want it to be cold in here? Because I like my temperature to be at -4.
Oh, fundamentally the same joke, but reversed. Yeah, no, I see it.
Oh no, it seems that you've become a quadratic equation of some kind. Perhaps I can put you in some brackets?
Swing and a miss.
Decimal point!
No, that didn't...
Vertices! Angle of attack!
That's
graph!
Not... Pardon?
Graph!
Graph?
Percy!
Oh!
Where are you, Percy?
Well, what is that?
Oh, it's right out of time.
Come back to me. Come on. Okay. Right, so
we should
go. We've got a plan.
I got all over excited
about
spying.
Have you got
spying.
Your big trench coat?
Yes, I've got it.
You, no, okay, so you seriously, you just have a big trench coat?
I've just got a big trench
coat. You just have...
What kind of consultant would I be if I didn't have a giant trench coat that's long enough for two people to be on top of each other? How do you think I sneak into places with Harry?
Yep, I don't know how to answer that question.
Right, just get underneath me. Oh, it's difficult to stay on your shoulders.
You are very weirdly buoyant.
Oh, you're really weirdly slimy. What's your point? Oh, and David, I know...
What?
I may have got very overexcited about how... It's fun it is to spy on things, but I don't want you to forget that I'm still very angry at you
for
everything
go.
You
here
did last
door.
Week. Agent 4269.
Nice.
Do you like how we walk? Because algorithm's going to get ya.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. This episode was edited by Elizabeth Moffat and Maddie Searle, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail at rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.